Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. Please hit the
like,
subscribe.
It's going to be right here.
Notifications, if you would, please.
Please.
That way you know when hashtag 120 is out, man.
That's how you know when the next episode and
yep.
If we're doing any other things.
Anything we post. That's right.
Absolutely.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
What up, yo?
Slow motion, man.
Boy, my life has been flip-flop, upside down. Trying to get the pieces back together.
Hey.
Sorry, no reefer tonight. Oh, I'll be smoking.
Well, you know.
Life's crazy like that, man.
Hey, sometimes, you know, it's cool to shake things up.
You know what? It just shows, like, some people, they're, you know, they get hung up on things. And being in the military, you got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Not like stretchy flexible.
Not like stretchy?
No, but flexible.
Flexible to be flexible.
Just... you never know when shit's going to happen, when shit's going to change. You just got to be, you know, fluid. Kind of like my job.
Like water.
I walk in there, you think you're going to get some orders, orders change, things happen, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Yeah. Sort of like comedy. You go in and prepare to do your set, and then they be like, you want to host?
Yeah.
And you be like, okay.
Okay. And you flip it, and you make it work.
make it work. You got to be, you know, not afraid of change.
Once again, that was a great example of professionalism, I think, in our young careers. Just imagine all this shaved.
Thank you.
Flying thousands of feet.
Wait a minute. So,
sorry,
people, how is it going to go?
Just listen. I'm talking about our faces shaved.
Yeah, we're going to shave our face and jump out of an airplane.
Yeah.
After 1,000 subscribers?
1,000 subscribers. Yep. So you got to keep it going, people.
Yeah, or please not.
Yeah.
Don't subscribe.
I
mean,
I kind of want the 1,000 subscribers. I don't want to shave the face. I just said jump out of an airplane. He's trying to hold us to the shaved face, though. I think that trumps everything, jumping out of an airplane.
So,
that's all I'm saying.
So, if we jump out of an airplane, how about you just do half of your face completely shaven?
And you do the other half?
And well, so if you do...
If you're saying, so when we put the videos together, because I'm sure they can film that, right?
One side would be looking like this, the other side would be like...
Look, you're, this half would be shaved, that half would be shaved.
This half would be shaved. People would be looking at us like we are insane.
Yeah, and stupid.
Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Did you lose a bet?
Yep.
Like, did the Steelers lose again?
Lose again. I know you ain't talking Browns, man.
Oof. Did the Browns...
They lost the same game the Steelers did. The first round in the playoffs. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You don't even watch the games.
I'm always working.
Uh-huh.
I'm working when I'm not working.
Me too.
Yeah. But you watch the games.
I do. I'm a fan.
So... I don't watch the games. And plus, you have other things at stake.
But you know what? I was watching.
I don't.
I mean, I try and put my... But I don't have to watch it to win. You just put the things in.
You want to, you know what
I watch because I'm a fan of the game. But it was funny. There was a dude on TikTok and he was talking about, why are you watching them? I'm wasting your time. They're not fans of you. Like, mother, how do you know...
Well, my thing is the score is going to be the same whether you watch or not.
Yeah, roger that. Although I kind of think, man, I've changed some games. I've asked for some prayers and things have happened afterwards. And it's been crazy.
I think like prayers on games and like prayers for boxers.
It's so,
like you're praying to God to like, man, let me beat this dude up.
Right.
Let me knock him out, hurt him bad. Please, Lord, let me knock him. You know, I don't know.
Right.
That prayers for right. games. And
right.
I don't know. Maybe if you know, I don't know. I'm not telling anyone how to pray. But.
Well, you know, in life, we all have, you know, those things, those moments and things you enjoy and just things you want to happen.
Yeah,
know?
But I don't know. Some things, like on a game.
I'll tell you what.
It's a wasted prayer.
Maybe, but maybe not. You know why? Because when we were. I think we were in Louisiana before we
you
were
You say
in,
we? You, is, are you referring to your squad when you were in the military?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry. When we were training to go over the first time, I think we were.
Because you're a sergeant?
Not at that time, I wasn't.
Okay. You were still private?
I think the first. Was it the second time? No, it was when they went. Yeah, it was the first time. They were... No, I was still a private. Yeah, I went over there as a private. And I got promoted to specialist. Well, I was a PFC, I guess. So
PSC.
Private first class. Yeah.
It's like G5.
Actually, no, I think I started as a PV2, which is, like, you know, you private, and then you get, PV2, and then you get your private first class, which looks kind of like this. You know, it's like a little thing.
Okay.
And then you get a specialist, which flips it upside down and
right.
fills it in. And then you get the sergeant like this and it has another.
Right.
Well, it's got the three, or the three, just the three, like chevrons or whatever. These
okay.
are rockers. These are chevrons.
Okay.
But anyway.
I'm sorry, but what are the meals called?
MREs.
MREs. Okay, continue.
Yeah, meal ready, I think something.
So back when you were an MRE.
Decking off an MRE. So we were watching the game. It was against Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Steelers against Baltimore in the playoffs.
They allowed that?
That's just how that happens because the Browns were super terrible back then. This was in 2004.
I don't think we were there.
Because we won the Super Bowl in 2000. No, I'm sorry. It was when they played in Arizona, against Arizona. So that was in 2008.
Hey, Siri, when did the Steelers play the Super Bowl against Arizona?
2008. Because they played against...
Super Bowl 43 was an American football game between the American Football Conference, AFC, champions Pittsburgh Steelers, and the National Football Conference NFC champions Arizona Cardinals to decide the National Football League NFL champion for the 2000 season. The Steelers defeated the Cardinals by the score of 27-23.
Yes.
Thank you, Prakash.
Yes. I love that. So it was 2008. Yeah. That's when it was. And they were playing Baltimore in the playoffs. It was before we went over there. But, and, dude, it was a close game, man. And I was just nervous. We were all Steelers fans. We're all sitting. I walked out by myself. And I was like, Lord, please. We were on defense, too. We had to stop them. And then out of nowhere, I hear, yeah! I came back in, and Troy Polamalu, with his hair flowing, came over. I'm going to try to insert this bit. And he jumped. Snatched.
Make sure you insert it on your side. Don't put none of that on your side.
It's going to be right above your head, right?
It's all Cleveland over here.
And boy, he just ran in for a touchdown. Great, great play. It happened. And then they won the Super Bowl. Because they went to the Super Bowl and they won. Great for me because I was in Iraq watching the Super Bowl. Because by the time we got in, the Super Bowl was being played, so we all went to the Chow Hall and watched it there. So, yeah.
So you guys watched the Super Bowl in the Chow Hall?
Yep.
And people didn't get sick?
Nope.
They should have.
Yep.
Watching the Pittsburgh Squealers.
Dope. I would
have lost my appetite.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It was a good time. That's how I just asked for a prayer. That's all. It was just, you know, a good moment in
wasted
life.
Prayer.
That wasn't a wasted prayer.
Well, you're in a conflict. You didn't pray for world peace?
No, every day I left the gate, I would say, Lord, watch over me, watch over everyone here, watch over friends and family back home.
And I cocked my rifle. Steelers.
And I cocked my rifle. No, I didn't watch this. I didn't think about the Steelers after the Super Bowl. That's the whole season. Now I gotta go. Now I got work to do. But I have my terrible towel hanging in my chair.
They allowed that in the military?
Yeah, along with filthy pictures.
Well, filthy pictures, I understand, yeah. But terrible towels?
Yeah, because they're Pennsylvania. Yes.
Anyway, yeah. Changing the subject to something more important. we did some competing tonight.
We did. We did do some comedy. We got faked out, dude. All them cars in the parking lot.
Well, yeah.
Nothing but comics, mostly. But it was a good crowd.
Well, it was a decent crowd. It was a decent crowd.
I'm just kidding.
You got comics.
Yeah, they rolled in as the night progressed before the show started. But, yeah, man, good job.
Thank you. Same to you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, I like relaxed sets when it seems like you're relaxed. You perform well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I went up there with no idea what I wanted to do. And
I had an idea I wanted to work the new stuff, but I knew I didn't have enough time of it to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured I'm going to start with my weed stuff. And when I was working on it on the way there, I was like, that's only like 3 minutes and 40 seconds. You know what I mean? To where I was ending. And then when, you know, shout out to Duke Watson, he hosted.
Duke Watson!
He brought up his, his baby wipes. Yeah, you know,
sounds familiar.
I was like, oh, okay.
Someone else brought up some wipes.
I
stuff.
Can riff off of you, so I was like, I have that material.
Yeah,
so,
that was him.
So I said, I'll do my minute of that, and it filled the time. So sure. I just
and it worked out perfectly.
Perfectly.
You know, even though Pete, God rest.
got it. All right, Pete.
All right, Pete. He was not a fan of the poop jokes.
Not
at
a
all.
Fan of the poop jokes.
But it worked tonight.
It works.
It works. It works, period, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if that crosses the boundary with clean.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm always, I ride the line of
But what I'm saying is, I don't know if, like, he wanted you to get rid of it because...
Yeah.
The path that you go.
I'm sure.
Clean bar.
100%.
It's not called clean bar.
Dry bar.
What did I say? Clean bar. But if it's like dry bar worthy or dry bar material, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to watch. But, I mean, we all know Greg. Well, not we all know, but me and you both know Greg Morton. And we know he doesn't talk about anything that I talk about.
Yeah, shout out to Greg Morton.
He's clean. He's super clean, and he's on the... I mean, not really. We've heard him cuss, because settings, but he knows how to do it. You know what I mean? He knows how to do clean material, like, perfectly. All of his set is so designed, you know what I mean? And that's how you do it to get money. I
don't recall him ever cursing.
I did.
I was
at the Funny Stop.
I don't recall.
Yes. I do.
I don't.
Yes. Because he said he went in any different settings.
I don't recall.
You weren't there. You had to work.
Okay.
You missed him. A couple of times.
Yeah.
Because of work. Which means my hours changed. Ooh. Tomorrow's going to be a day.
Well.
Oh, we got time. I'm just saying.
I'm
just saying. Tomorrow's going to be a day. It's just life. You know, those are the things you struggle, you know, to get through, to enjoy what we do for you people. You know what I'm saying?
You guys have no idea.
No.
You have no clue what we did. None whatsoever to make sure this happens for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But it's all good.
Dude. I love it. No, I'm looking forward to it because it's a, you know, change, you know, so we'll see what
that is. You remember, like, in the early episodes where I used to yawn a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Probably even dozed off once or twice.
Is that going to be me?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't you come right from work?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times.
Did not?
Yeah. Plenty of times, like, yeah, from work and...
Problem is, you work late hours, so when you get back, you know, you're wound up. You know what I mean? So most people can't go right to sleep. You know what I'm saying? It was funny, because earlier, I was like, I'm going to take a nap. I was like, by the time I get home, I was like, do this. I was like, as long as I get to bed by like this, I'm like, but there's no way I'm going to fall asleep exactly at this, so I'm not going to get this amount of sleep. You know, it's just, nobody does, especially me. I need earplugs and all types of shit. If I hear any noise, I'm up.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm the opposite.
You really?
Yeah.
You just out?
Yeah.
Really?
I can go to sleep standing up.
That's amazing.
I can look around like, ain't nothing going on right here. Nobody's talking about nothing. Good night.
No threats. I'm going to bed.
Like, y'all ain't talking about nothing.
Dude, see, maybe it's because my friends are going to the military, but I don't fall asleep around really nobody. Because people love to fuck with so many, you know what I mean?
They dig
mess
it.
Mess with you. So, nope. But not even that, you know, just maybe it is. I don't consider that PTSD, though.
It's a form of it.
Just being aware.
Form of PTSD.
Is it?
Yeah. Especially when you wasn't on that type of guard or in that type of energy before you joined the military.
Right.
It's a form of it.
I can't remember. But now I wake up to go pee, too. That sucks.
That's because you're old.
Yeah, I know. And I have a baby bladder. Look, I shaved my beard or trimmed it down. Look, my head went from like this to like this.
For the record, F is beard.
Yeah, I trimmed it down. It's about the same size. Look. We do this like once a month. We did some comedy.
We did some comedy tonight. I think.
I don't think nobody said what I've said, you know, tonight.
I don't think so either. You said quite a bit of, you know, straight, original, act, you know, material.
Yes.
As all of our material is.
Always.
Is
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like I said, good job, and I pride myself on original material. And also, even though it's an open mic environment, of not reading off notes or phones.
You practice how you're going to play, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, I try and remember my material, so it's, you know, the beauty of it is when you play it back, you hear where you made mistakes or you could have did a little thing different, whatever the case. And that helps you. But even on the way there, I was going over it and I'm like, okay, I can't say that. Let me just say this. Just even repetition helps fix it right away.
But what does that have to do with being on stage? Be like, what else I got?
Yeah, that. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why you go over it and just go up there. And if it's not there, that's being loose. Because you have the idea in your head and you're working it out.
What's being loose?
Going up on stage, having the idea, like me. I've been thinking about this material for a while, trying to figure out how to come out with it. And then, like I said, that night at Hatfield's, I found a gem. It was just a little gem. It was where I say, it almost got me, because I was high, you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, how can I tie that in there, you know what I mean? So it was like, now you're just backtracking and thinking of all the other stuff, and you're like, okay, I can say this, but nah, I can't put it there, because it don't make sense, you know what I mean? So I could flip-flop this, I could talk about this first, go into that question, and it was just building it in my head for like 3 weeks. Well, since that helped me really put it together. And then, tonight, I mean, I didn't go over. I was just going over on the way there. But it was still clunky in my head.
You did. No, and I'm familiar with the joke. And sorry to people. You guys are not familiar.
Yeah,
but no. You did say you did let that happen. Is that true?
No.
Good.
None of it. The fact that I worked with him is, but nothing else ever did.
Good job, Justin. Good job.
I mean, I think we did smoke once
or
twice.
No. I don't give a crap about none of that
stuff.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's comedy, man.
It's comedy, man.
You add things, you say things happen that don't necessarily happen, and that's okay.
It's for
the betterment of the joke.
Oh, man.
And that's quite all right. I'm down.
Yeah.
You know, I was surprised to hear it.
Right. Yeah, it was all that.
It surprised me. I'm down. For the sake of comedy. You know what I mean?
It's all for the sake of comedy.
I'm all for comedy.
That's all, yeah, I know.
You're going to have to come to some of Justin Fuller's shows, or if you're local, to find out what exactly we're talking about. If you're not local, make sure you check us out when we come to your town, because we are going to be doing some traveling
we are.
In 2024.
We are.
So we're going to be coming to your town, so please stay tuned.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. That's
I'm going
to
put it in the atmosphere. Texas, what up?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's plane tickets. Right. And time off of work.
Amen. That's what we want to do now.
Oh, I got it.
This is what we want to do.
Schedule appropriately.
I mean.
That's how we got to do it.
Hey.
Shit, New York City.
New York, Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah.
What clubs we got out in Arizona? I'm sure they got a decent one.
I'm telling you, we're going to run into familiar faces in Arizona, in Texas.
Oh, definitely.
And in New York. We're going to find some familiar faces.
Oh, definitely.
Hello, Texas.
Shit, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Hello, Atlanta.
Chicago.
Hello, Chicago.
Maybe not all these this year. It's a slow
Maybe
start.
So. Hello, Detroit.
Yeah, we got to sit down. Yeah, Detroit. Definitely
Boo.
Detroit.
Familiar faces in Detroit. Hello.
Hello.
We have friends there. We have friends everywhere.
Yes.
Even in the middle of the water.
Who are you?
Send us a message.
Who's listening in the middle of the water?
Of the water.
It's not Aquaman.
It might be.
Has he heard my set?
Or it could be the mantis.
The mantis?
Yes. Might be the mantis.
Who's the mantis?
It's Aquaman's nemesis.
Oh! That is it. No, it's not.
Is that his name?
Is it? Does he have a nemesis?
I don't think it's the Mantis.
I don't know.
I forget his name.
It was a dude who he killed his father.
Yes.
But it's not Mantis, is it?
Hey, Siri. What was the name of Aquaman's nemesis?
Aquaman stories tend to blend high fantasy and science fiction. His villains include his archenemy Black Manta and his own half-brother Ocean Master, among others.
Black.
This answer is from Wikipedia.
Manta.
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 Manta. Close.
I said Mantis.
He is very but close.
But it could be the Black Manta.
Yeah.
In the middle of the water that watches the Midnight Paco. So shout out to you, Black
shout
Manta.
Shout to you.
And Megatron, wherever you are. I know you're a fan.
You better be.
Megatron's a fan of the Midnight Paco. Shout out to you, Megatron.
How can you not be?
You know what I mean? I know he doesn't really like humans that much, hey, but he likes the Midnight Paco.
I mean, I ain't trying to flex. I never flex.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of cool that somebody can call a club and say I...
Isn't that wild?
Oh, wow.
Someone called the club to get on the list, and they name dropped
both of us.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Look,
shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to you. but for, as moving on in the future, if you name drop me, nothing will happen for you. Nothing. Matter of fact, you might have the adverse effect. Like, it was like, who? Get the out of here. Scram.
Scram.
Well, I oughta. Yeah, man. So.
Pretty dope, though. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
Name drop worthy.
Yeah. To be named.
You know what I'm saying? But other people hate on us. It's amazing.
Isn't it? It's weird. You know, it's very strange. But, you know, you comfortable, CEO?
Right? That's spot.
Yeah. It's strange. You know, people, you really never know what people say about you behind closed doors.
Not at all, man. Yeah. That's why it's funny, because... There's at the job, you know, I got promoted, so.
Congratulations for that.
Thank you. And I went up to all my associate coworkers, who my, you know, my peeps, and I was like, don't be talking behind my back now.
Did you guys have an initial meeting about this?
Who?
You and your people that report to you.
Oh, no. No, it was just like, it was kind of. Told, I guess, just floated out.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then, you know.
You know, because I work for several organizations, plus where we came from.
Yeah.
They never really officially presented the position publicly, and then next thing you go, you get some jerk or some person that you were just talking to and maybe telling them to go...
Right.
F off.
Yeah.
And then the next day you come into work, he's barking at you commands and things to do, and you like, and I should be listening to you, why?
Right.
You have a new position. I'm like, okay. But, you know, and I've been in places now that, you know, you have somebody in charge and they're not properly introduced.
Mm.
I just think that's very bad taste. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody knows, you know what I mean, now. Basically, and I've talked to everybody that I'm, you know, working with, so.
I just think that it should be official, like, hey, you know, this is what's going on. This opportunity opened up, and this is who's in charge right now, or this is who's, if you have any issues or any concerns, you report to this person right here, and he'll take care of it, or answer any questions that you may have. I mean, I don't understand what the big deal about that is.
Right.
You know, don't know.
I mean, most of them do that anyway. Like, other than the guys who have been there, you know, longer than me or whatever the case. But even those guys, they've been cool. You know what I mean?
What do I know? I just...
I
just drive trucks and tell jokes. Yeah. I don't know nothing about nothing or nobody.
Well, that's what I was saying. There's, you know, because even when I was approached with it, they even said, you know, those are your buddies. You know, you work on them. I'm like, well, there's a way to talk to people, too. You know, I've been in the military. I've seen where there's people who get promoted to sergeant, and you need to talk to them like this. Mm-hmm. Hands on your back. You know what I mean? And there's others who will be like, rest. You know, relax. That was this guy. I would just say, relax. Nah, fuck it. Because, you know, as the rank structure, it's in their mind. So when they come to talk to you, they do that automatically. And either you can just make them stand there like that, like an asshole, or just, you know what I mean, or just let them calm down, you know what I mean? So, but that's how people are at work. You're either a boss who barks, or you can, like, I don't want to name drop. We've had both, you know what I mean? And people respond certain ways. You got, look, I always tell people, like, when I was in the military, I look at it like this and say, you're all grown men. I'm not your daddy. I'm not, you know, I've got put in this position, but I'm not smarter than any of you guys. We're all out here. We're all a team. We all got to work together. If you have something to say, come say it to me. You know, we'll talk about it with this and that, you know, but I'm just in this position.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just one of those deals. So that's how I am at the job.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Very well deserved. You worked hard. You're one of the hard workers there. I know what it takes.
Best warehouse
on the planet. Okay.
Thanks.
Appreciate
it, dog. That's what I said, man. But it's just like trying to get these. We gotta get these dates in to make these trips. We gotta figure out the route. We need to get a tour bus.
Boo doo doo doo.
We need to get a tour bus. We need a motherfucking road. I know a couple drivers.
You know what? Hey, you know what? If we get a tour bus, I don't want to commit to this, but if need be, if I have to drive.
No, we can't commit to that.
If I have to, I will.
I mean, we can take turns because we both know how to drive, but.
If I have to, I would.
No. We need to hire somebody, but I guess in the beginning we'd be broke, so let's get a caravan.
Let's get a Sprinter.
Sprinter van.
Passenger Sprinter.
We'll wrap that bitch.
We'll wrap it. Midnight Paco coming to a city near. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do that. I mean, that's cool, you know.
Oh, sad.
That is so dope. Hey, man, you know, hey, that's one in the books.
Yeah.
The Midnight Pocket Podcast episode, what is this, 118?
This would be 120, dog.
120?
Yeah, you posted the wrong one for this one. The last
did I?
One. Yeah, you put 118.
You didn't tell me.
You're like, I didn't want to.
You should have told me.
I didn't want
to. You know my number. You could have texted me.
I didn't notice it until
I would have changed it.
You can edit it. It's all good.
That's terrible.
You still got time, but it's 120, dog. What, episode 120.
Are you sure?
You serious?
You sure?
I'm serious.
Oh, man. You positive?
Yes.
Because how I normally do it is I go to YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the last episode.
Okay.
Oh, no, not there.
Whoa, okay. What's that?
Midnight. No.
Whoa. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so I go to the YouTubes, right?
See, we're looking for all the listeners out there. Hey, shout out to all the listeners out there, too.
Right there.
You're going to die. No, not the listeners. Talking to us right there. Sorry, people. You're showing me.
So I go to the Midnight Paco, right?
Mm-hmm.
119.
Yeah.
You know why?
What?
When I posted that picture, 118 was on there. 119 wasn't up there.
Yeah, because that's the newest episode.
That's where it happened.
Ain't that a bee?
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. So thank you, everybody. I got to get to sleep. So I'm sorry, this is a short episode.
This is a short episode. We didn't get the pregame or nothing.
Yeah, I messed up. I got, you know, I just, we're different location, man. We making moves.
We're at a new location.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to find stuff.
We're like the Vagabonds of podcast. We've been to 1, 2, 3, 4. This is our fourth location.
Fourth location.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Yeah. Where can they find you at, Jay?
You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can follow us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
That's
this
right.
Dude got a website. Check his website out.
JustinFullerComedy.com, people.
Thank you.
You check out Justice League. Got his info. I got to update. You got to get some new shit up there.
I got to get some new stuff. You want some new pictures? You want new clips?
Yeah, we got.
You want everything? Yeah. I'll send you the works.
Yeah, we got.
We got merch. We got everything. Yes, thanks for everybody that buys the merch. We got coasters. We got socks.
Mugs.
We got mugs. We got hoodies. This is hoodie season right now.
Got a duffel bag that looks like our tour bus would look like.
We got hats.
Got some hats now, motherfuckers.
Oh, this ain't a Midnight Pocket hat? Oh, I thought it was. Oh,
shit. I know you have one.
I do have one.
I know you do.
But this is not one.
No, that's not one. All right, thank you, everybody. See you next week. Peace out.
Bow.
Midnight Pocket. Midnight Pocket Podcast. Midnight Pocket Podcast. Midnight Pocket Podcast.